Become aware.
What's up, everybody?
So,
this might be an episode or not. I don't really know. I've just been thinking a little bit about this, and it's an interesting conversation. It might be a journal entry, or it just might be an idea as an episode. Maybe for now, maybe for the future. I don't really know. But the topic is kind of on this idea that I become aware, that I always kind of have become aware of and noticed, of what I call the broken glass theory, which is like this idea basically that you must, in order to really become aware, and I just don't think this is true, don't get me wrong, this is not false, but in order to become aware of like of actually what's going on within yourself or the world or whatever it is, we must break all the walls and all these kinds of things. And we see this in politics and stuff like this as well in different ways. But I'm starting to wonder about this actually, because this is an interesting idea, and I don't necessarily disagree with it, but I think it is done in sometimes very unhealthy ways, and it can be very much something that you're doing not because you're actually looking for truth or honesty, but because it's the thing to do, or because you are angry at the thing that you're seeing, whatever it is, rather than because it's actually opening your doors to honesty and the truth and to awareness. Also, there's the element as well where the survival of the groups in question that you're breaking the glass upon are going to be very, very much impinged on this in this way. And you might not think that's a problem, and you might think that's good, and it is in some ways. But that kind of problem, that kind of thing can create a lot of chaos and a lot of problems with people. It's a very interesting situation where you can find yourself in this situation where by doing this, you end up causing more problems for yourself in the short term. I think in the long term, you can make the argument that it's probably better for everyone that this comes out in some way. But, you know, maybe even then it might not be true. And so this is an interesting idea to contemplate, because we have this idea sometimes within certain subgroups where it's like, oh, we must learn how to become honest and to break the walls, learn the truth, you know, whatever that is. There's several interesting problems with those kinds of statements. Number one, what is actually the truth? How do you know that what you're seeing as the truth is actually true, or is it just your emotions and judgments masquerading as truth? Things like this. Number two is this actually going to do what you think it's going to do? Number three is, how do you know that what you expose is completely true? Maybe it's only like half of the story. Right, and this is what we see a lot of times with these kinds of stories in the media as well, where we have incidents where something happens and they either think it, you know, they think it's bad because it looks really bad or whatever it is. I mean, there's a couple of interesting instances of this. So there was one instance that I'm thinking of in particular. There's a couple of instances I'm thinking of, actually. But one of them is where this woman was trying to get a bike, and it was like a renting station for bikes and stuff like this. And these other people were trying to keep her from doing this because they were trying to reserve the bike for themselves on long term kind of thing. And a lot of people got angry about this. And of course it was misrepresented because people only saw like part of the story. And of course I think about Covington Gate and stuff like this, where like people thought that this kid was going up to this guy who was drumming and stuff like this, when it was actually the opposite, right? The guy was actually coming up to the kids, or whatever it was, right? Things like this kind of get me into this mindset where I wonder, like, is this actually true? This is the problem with truth and honesty, is like, honesty and truth, they go both ways, right? Sure, the thing you might be looking at is true, but the other problem is that it might not be true. And the honest thing, the true thing, is that this thing is only partially true, or half true, or completely wrong, or whatever it might be. This is something to very much consider when you're looking at your own honesty and truth. This is kind of like the opposite end of the coin, so to speak, when it comes to this, where what we're looking at is only part of the story. Typically speaking, this is what I find to be true. It depends on the situation, depends on what you're doing. It depends on what's happening to you like this, but oftentimes I find that, like, especially in the media, when they expose what they call truth, whatever that is, quote unquote, it's usually based on, it's only, like, usually like half of the story, right? And usually what you find out later is something is missing from this story, or maybe the problem is completely different than what the person looking at the story thought it was, and things like this. Doesn't that mean it's always true? It's always going to be true that it's only half the story or whatever it is. But it definitely can be, and it definitely is in some cases. And so that's kind of the other end of honesty, right? Sometimes to be honest and truthful, we have to become aware and honest of where something is only a partial truth or an untruth even. And so this kind of idea that we have this idea of looking for truth at all costs kind of thing, I think there's two sides to that. And one side, I'm on this mindset where it's like, yes, I agree. Mostly I agree when it comes to like oneself, because what I find is that a lot of minds and bodies out there, a lot of people are unaware of themselves, unaware of what's actually going on. And that makes them, not only does it make them not integrated very well, and it makes them very lost within themselves. That also causes a lot of other problems as well. It causes dishonesties in the world. And the reason for those dishonesties isn't necessarily because they're dishonest or they're liars. It's because they themselves have been dishonest with themselves. There's all kinds of walls they have up. They're not even aware of, usually. Like, the shit is so deep that, like, you could have walls up hiding something from yourself that you're not even aware of. You're not even aware that you have these walls up. And you think you're being honest. You think you're being aware. You think you're being truthful. And you are. Partially. Right? And so, typically speaking, what I find is with dishonest people is that they're not necessarily intentionally being dishonest. What's usually happening is that they have so many walls up that either they're not aware of or they're not willing to look at, that eventually that kind of ends up leading them to a situation where they are dishonest, purposefully or not. And this is kind of what's missing from the conversation, this truth about the walls hiding, because usually these walls are so cleverly disguised as, you know, like, imagine you have a building, right? And this building has a lot of hiding spots, but they're very natural looking hiding spots. And the walls are hiding things. There's the walls are hollow, and inside are other things. Maybe it's a criminal organization that has these buildings or whatever it is. But these walls are so cleverly hidden that, like, most people would not be able to notice them. And so it just looks like a regular building. Maybe the dimensions seem a little off or whatever it is, but, like, the building looks normal and natural. It doesn't look like there's something hidden somewhere. It's very cleverly disguised as something else. In this case, they're intentionally doing this. They know what they're doing, this kind of thing. But imagine in this case that you are a building and you have walls so cleverly disguised as, or you have doors so cleverly disguised as walls or whatever it is, that you may not even be aware that they're doors. And they're hiding, I wouldn't even use the word hiding in this case, but there's something within this room disguised as a wall that you're not aware of. That's what I find to be the case in a lot of cases. Not always. Depends on your level of awareness. Depends on what you're actually attempting in life, this kind of thing. If you're attempting to be dishonest, you're aware that you're dishonest for reason, whatever that reason is. Survival reasons or emotional alarm system-based reasons, whatever those might be. And so, if you are in that mindset, that situation where your survival is kind of at stake, the mind noticing this goes, oh, I must hide these things from you, even. Because the mind's actually very clever. Because it knows what you fear. Because it fears it. And so it hides it from you, even. The things that you are afraid to become aware of. Is things like this. But ultimately, what I've become aware of is that this is both. There's two sides to this coin of honesty, right? And truth. And this is usually what's not seen when we're looking at honesty and truth. The two sides basically are, yes, there are people that are untruthful, and there are truths in the world and things like this. But the side that's usually missing is there something that you think is true that's untrue, or is there another side to this story, whatever it is? Because there's many, many cases in the media where the news overreacts on something, and we find out later that it was not really that way at all, and this kind of thing. It's really interesting how that works. Part of that's based on the emotional alarm system and shit like this as well. But and so to kind of counter this, the other side of this coin is the untruth button, being aware of when this is only a partial truth or an untruth. I think this is something that we need to become aware of as well. This possibility, this interesting other side. It's kind of like the pyramids look at honesty and understanding of honesty, where we're becoming aware of truth, we're becoming aware of what might seem true or whatever it is. Might not be true, but that's part of the second coin. But we're also becoming aware of when this truth is only a partial truth, or maybe even a complete untruth, whatever that even means anymore, things like this, rather than either going, oh, this is true or untrue, or truth is just bullshit, it doesn't exist, or this is absolute truth and this is absolute untruth, you know, this kind of stuff. This is what I find to be what makes a tier one person different, or tier two person different. I think a tier two person would be more aware of this fact as we kind of speak on untruth and truth in episodes and things like this. Is a tier two person can be aware, oh, this is true, but only partially true, because this right here also kind of makes it look differently, and there's different interesting contexts to what we're saying here, things like this. There's also the other element as well, which is kind of sometimes ignored when people are looking at honesty. And that, I don't know people who do this, but I've seen this happen in politics as well, where we see these people that are truthful or untruthful or whatever it is, and they go like, oh, they're just deliberately lying to us and they're manipulating us or whatever it is. And what's usually missing from that discussion is, well, why are they manipulating this in this way? What's actually going on here? What's going on here is not necessarily that there's a conspiracy theory out there to get us, and these people who are manipulating us and lying to us and whatever it is are trying to control us, and they're trying to, you know, whatever it is. What could be happening is a survival issue for these people that might be lying or manipulating us or whatever it is. Of course, there's the other element of this as well, where it's like, well, maybe they're not lying to us as much as you think they are, things like this, right? So this is also kind of ignored in these other circles. I don't know people who do this, but I've seen this happen in politics and stuff like this. But, you know, we're based upon, in a lot of ways, I think what I've become aware of is that survival is kind of based on untruth in some ways. This is not absolutely correct, but like what I mean by this is, like, in some ways it's based on truth, because like you have to eat, you have to do these things, you have to hunt, whatever it is. But on another level, the sort of nihilistic aspect of this isn't really known or understood, or other elements as well, where it's like, what about the suffering of these animals or whatever it is? And so to survive in some ways is to be this way. And, you know, to be vegan isn't necessarily a cure to that either. You know, people think, oh, animals are suffering everywhere, I must become a vegan. But like, are you now killing plants? You know, this kind of thing. It's an interesting problem of the parasitic nature of life in itself. Because to survive is to be in some ways parasitic. Now, to what degree you're parasitic is another question, another story. But to survive in some ways is to be parasitic upon life. Because to survive, you must eat, whether that's plants or animals. And to eat is to take away something from another thing, from another creature, in some ways. In a lot of ways. And is to take away things from plants they might need. You know, they might need those leaves that you're eating, you know, lettuce or whatever, to survive, but you are taking them, you're eating them yourself. You know, a potato is a root of a plant, a potato plant. I'm pretty sure a potato is a root. And so you're taking that root away, now that plant can no longer survive. And so to be a vegan is not necessarily a solution either, because you're still engaged in this parasitic nature of life. But you know, that's kind of the dark levels of honesty. It's why it's difficult to actually be honest, not because people are deliberately lying or whatever, but because survival is at stake. Because we have this interesting thing called compassion. And whatever it is, or love. And so we don't want to think about like how when we eat, we're taking something away from the world for ourselves. But that's what we're doing. When we're eating, when we have a house, when we have money that we get from somewhere, we took that money from somewhere else, from someone else. Maybe to do a job, perhaps, but, you know, that's the other element of this as well. So it's not absolutely like, oh, we're just taking and taking and taking. Because when we die, what ends up happening, and this is an interesting, there was this interesting documentary. It's called Afterlife, The Science of Decay. And going into this, what happens when something is decaying, and when you die, you give life to the earth around it and stuff like this, because and you give life to the viruses and things that are in you, and the parasites and the bacterium. And so when you die, a lot of that goes back into the earth and this kind of stuff. So it's not an absolutely taking and taking and taking. There is some give there, especially at the end, and this kind of thing. But, you know, that's the deep levels of this. The ultimate levels is this two-sided coin that we're looking at right now. And this is kind of what makes me different. Like, when I look at honesty and when I try to become aware, this kind of stuff, I look trying to keep this two-sided coin in mind. What about this is true? What about this is untrue? Is this a partial truth? How is this an impartial? Is this incorrect? And how, you know, maybe it's partially correct, whatever it is, right? Because usually I find that it's usually, if something seems true, it's only partially true, or it's only true in certain circumstances, or whatever it might be. You know, I've thought about doing episodes and then, you know, on something, on a certain technique that I've found or created or invented or whatever it is, only to kind of realize like a couple of days later or whatever, like, oh, this technique only works in this certain kind of circumstance or in this certain kind of way. It doesn't work in all circumstances or conditions. Or whatever it is. And like an interesting example, like, so, because, so like even something as universally understood as meditation, I would say, you know what I mean, not universally, but like meditation has been this thing people tell you to do because it supposedly cures anxiety or whatever it is. That may be true, and it is true, and it can do that, and it can help you to become less stressed and things like this. But the other element of this as well is that if you are very stressed and you don't have, you don't really know how meditation works, or even if you do, it may not actually always work. That's the other side of this coin. And so if you think meditation is going to automatically make you less stressed and things like this, you know, you might find one day that's not going to be true in all cases. This is the other side of the coin of honesty that I don't think is mentioned a lot, because it's easier to look at truth and to look at things and say, oh, this is true or this is untrue, or whatever it is, true false, the true false dichotomy. But typically what I find is that most things are kind of in the middle, or they're like partially true or partially false or whatever it is. And if you look at this other side of the coin, you see the partial falseness of it, or the partial truth to it, or whatever it is. Or like, it's true in only certain circumstances, or it's true only if you add this particular element to it, or whatever it might be. It's really interesting to realize that and to become aware of this as a phenomenon. And so, yeah. I think I'm going to end this here, and I'm going
to go. And with a 100% zero iPhone monitoring up, pause, right yellow button, left, recording duration 25 minutes, 40 pro button.
And I'll talk to you in the next episode. This might be an episode, I don't know. We'll see how that goes.